Remember me now? Let's dance.
And thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm Hello, everybody.
We're the Beachcombers.
And you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
Driving me insane. Something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited, oh, when you hear that slamming door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, but it'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning, but it'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor, one less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon your door, one less voice of talking. But tomorrow's a dream away, has turned to dust. Your silver tongue has turned to clay, and your golden rule to rust. If that's the way that you want it, well, that's the way I want it more. Well, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce the Grecian import, a young lady we call our torrid tummy tosser, our exotic beauty, Miss Saroya.
Oh, yes. The news today, friends, is obscene, dirty, immoral, filthy, smutty, ick news. But if you cook it up in a brownie, it doesn't taste all that bad.
An individual appears to be bound by the boundaries of home and the boundaries of his own body. But in reality, the subtle aspects of the individuality go to make universal existence.
I can dig it, Maharishi.
A U.S. District Court judge allowed the Music Hall Association to break its contract and cancel two concerts of The Doors. The Music Hall Association fears that the performances will be obnoxious. And finally, Richard Nixon says, if we are going to make progress in private talks, they must be private. Meanwhile, the Vietnam War is still going on. And man, that's really obscene.
Rock and roll Joe Heroes. Now we're speaking mainly of those who never got the credit they deserved. And there are lots of those. I'd like to talk about a friend of mine, Al Gorgoni. And Al is a guy that played on so many hit recordings from the mid-50s on up through the mid and late 60s. But nobody really knows that. I'll give you an example. He's the guy that played the signature lick on Brown Eyed Girl. He's also the guy that played the electric guitar on Sounds of Silence. And he always reminds me to make sure I mention Vinnie Bell played on that session with him. Great guy. Let's see, we got some more. How about Paul Griffin? The late, great Paul Griffin. He was my friend. He played in lots of sessions I did. I remember always looking forward to seeing Paul. And he's a guy that substituted for Burt Bacharach when Burt had a session and he wanted a keyboard player. And he called on Paul so Burt could go out and lead the orchestra. But an unheralded guy. Great guy. True rock and roll Joe. Hey, John, you got a story, don't you, about Paul?
Yeah, well, I heard this from Don McLean himself. He told me that he had recorded American Pie and made several attempts, but it never came out right until, you know, simply got Paul Griffin on the track, and that's when it all came together finally for Don. And Don's the first guy to admit it.
John Paul Jones.
I met John Paul Jones. You met him too, Chip. Yeah. Just the first time I met him, just a beautiful guy, real quiet. I always thought, and I'm sure a lot of other people recognize him as being kind of the secret weapon of Led Zeppelin. Anchored the whole band, just so consistent, the most consistent guy in that band as far as I'm concerned. I don't think he ever got his due. Totally underrated bass player from that era. Still is.
Brian, what do you think?
Well, my first guy that I would talk about is my friend Richard Bell, who is a great, great musician and from Toronto. And I didn't really even know that he played on that record until I was at his house later. Yeah, me and Bobby McGee. I mean, I'd heard that as a kid, you know. And then I went to this place where he was living at the time, and there was a gold record on the wall. And I said, wow, where'd you find that? And he goes, well, I played on it. And I went, wow, no kidding.
Oh, that's great.
Ronnie, you thinking of something?
My dad's brother, his name was J.E. He was a self-taught guitar player. And he was head of a band called Johnny and the Gents. Had to paint it on their trailer and all that stuff. He invited me to come to one of the rehearsals. It's one of the guy's house's garage. So I got to go watch him rehearse, and he told my dad he knew where a Stella arch top acoustic guitar was at a pawn shop, and went and I think him and my dad made wooden halves on it, and got that for me, and I took it back to Oregon with me, and so I took a couple of strings off of it, and that's sort of how I learned, you know, bass and guitar.
Wow, that's cool, great, man.
Here you go, Kendall. What you got?
Apparently, both my great grandpas were fiddle players. I think that there were fiddles up in the attic on both sides of the family there. And I don't know, that to me is kind of possibly like the original sort of rock and roll Joes, because the stories I've ever heard, at least in Canada, back on the prairie especially, the fiddle was kind of the instrument that kept the spirits up. I think a lot of people looked forward to the Saturday night barn dance kind of things, and And the fiddle player was the guy. Like, you needed to have the fiddle player there. And I just think it's so cool that if both my grandpas did that, I wish I knew their names. But the that old time sort of stuff, I mean, that was rock and roll, you know?
Hey, Seth, come on in here.
I can think of a guy that's got nothing to do with rock and roll. He was a jazz guy.
With your rock and roll Joes are jazz guys, too.
Rock and roll Joes are jazz guys? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, there was a guy that was the first huge influence on me. He was my piano teacher, and his name was Sanford Gold. I used to go to the lesson, and we'd play a little bit, and then he would just tell me stories. And unfortunately, I was only 13, so I didn't know most of the people that he was telling me stories about. But he would tell me all about sessions that he would do here, and then he went over here to England, and then he went to France. And I guess the thing that inspired me was, even though I was 13 and I was just learning to play, he immediately made me think that I could do this. 13-year-old kid, he said, you can do this. You can totally do this. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't. Because I've played all around the world, and I'm not famous, and not too many people know me, but the people who can play know me, and I'm telling you, you can do this.
And we all bow down to the ones that took us to it, ones that took us someplace where we needed to go. And we all to the ones that got us through it.
Here's to rock and roll, Joe.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The peasants call her the goddess of blue.
She speaks good English as she invites you up into her world. And you're so kind, so gentle, not to go to her too soon. And she steals your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. See the fortune of fame. You must choose one or the other, although neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get lucky, you better go back to from where you came. 'Cause the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Soon I hit the harder stuff. My friends all said they'd stand behind me if the game got rough. But the joke was on me. There was nobody even there to call my bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I'll have. I'm going.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
dormant secret radio band and uncovers secrets and scandals of deceitful type proportions.